Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Ever think of how and when you're going to die, Dave?
After a five-mile swim, lying under a palm tree at 120 years old.
Cross your fingers, because according to the world's top health organizations, fat chance. Their life expectancy chart ranked the U.S. 40th at 78 years old.
As you'd guess, geography is the biggest predictor of life expectancy. Japan and Switzerland top the list at 82 years, while the bottom two, Central African Republic and Lesotho, are at 46 years.
Education is a predictor, too. Men with bachelor's degrees live more than 9 years over those with a high school degree. For women, it's over 8.5 years longer.
So that suggests when, but how will it happen? We have the top 10 leading causes of death in the United States. Number 10 is suicide, which can be influenced by such factors as mental illness, genetics, drugs, and brain injuries. 9 is kidney disorders, and 8 is influenza and pneumonia.
Diabetes is 7th, and alarmingly, 1 in 500 children today are being diagnosed. Number 6 is Alzheimer's, and 5 is accidents that include car wrecks, accidental drug overdoses, and falls.
Number 4 is stroke, and number 3 are chronic lower respiratory diseases, many related to smoking. The top two, you guessed it, cancer and heart disease. Together, they kill 600,000 Americans a year.
The good news is the 5-year survival rate from cancers has improved 15% in the past 30 years, and heart disease-related deaths have fallen by 18% in the past 10 years. Biomedical research is among the reasons why Americans are living longer and healthier lives.
So maybe my palm tree fantasy isn't such a stretch. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.